The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "Have I shown you many good works from my Father? For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for the good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods, to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that one whom the Father has consecrated and sent to the world blasphemes because he said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." They tried to arrest him, but he escaped their power. He went back across the Jordan to a place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And there were many who began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's readings, we hear about things our enemies would do to us, or our enemies at that time. I really don't think, me personally, that we have anyone out there who's looking to do you in, to kill you. I don't think there is somebody like that. At least not that I know. But in Jesus' time, it was something that was done. People would look and they say, "You're doing extremely wrong." The group would get together, they'd pick up stones, and the rest you know would happen. Not a pleasant sight. But we really don't see that today. We don't see someone coming up to you and go, "I really don't like you. I got my bag of rocks ready. I got my friends. We're going to do you in." That's not the world we really live in today. About the worst we can think of is, there's somebody out there that I don't get along with, whoever that may be. But I'm not going to take my bag of rocks and go and find them and grab some friends and stone them to death. I would probably say, "Yeah, I just don't like them. I'm going to stay away from them." Well, I'd like to suggest another option. Pray for them. And people are going, wait. You want me to pray for that person? We don't get along. How can you expect me to pray for them? Why would you ever think that I would stoop so low as to pray for this individual? Well, it's like this. It's really hard. I know it's difficult to pray for somebody you don't like. But after a while, when you say, "Okay, Lord, I'm praying for this person. I don't like them, but I'm praying for him for today. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but I'm praying for him today." Tomorrow comes. "Hey, Lord, remember that person I was praying for yesterday? Well, I'm praying for him again. 2 days in a row, Lord. Not bad." Next day comes. "Hey, Lord, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but the person I was praying for those past 2 days, I'm going to pray for him again." What happens is, over time, it's difficult, at least in my experience, for me to pray for somebody that I really don't care for. Eventually, what slowly happens is through prayer, your intercession for the individual, you start going, no, maybe they're not that bad. How could they be bad? I mean, I've been praying for them. I don't see them as bad as they used to be. So I ask you today, if there was someone you dislike, maybe you could just take a few minutes a day and pray for that individual and see what happens. You might be surprised how God will change your heart and your view of that person.